Manu Patra alerts dated the 26th of September 2018. Supreme Court has held that while Aadhaar would remain mandatory for filing of income tax returns and allotment of PAN, it would not be mandatory to link Aadhaar to bank accounts, and also telecom service providers cannot seek linking of Aadhaar for mobile connections. Supreme Court has dismissed a plea challenging the appointment of Justice Ranjan Gogoi as the next Chief Justice of India, saying the petition was devoid of merits. Cabinet has approved new telecom policy named National Digital Communications Policy, NDCP, 2018, which aims to attract $100 billion investment and create 4 million jobs in the sector by 2022. Supreme Court has allowed live streaming of court proceedings and said it will bring in transparency and serve the public interest. Supreme Court has struck down Section 57 of Aadhaar Act, which allowed government to share Aadhaar data with body corporates. Supreme Court has struck down Section 47 of Aadhaar Act, which stated that criminal complaints for data breach can be filed only by UIDAI, and prevented individuals from filing criminal complaints under the Aadhaar Act. Supreme Court has upheld the validity of Aadhaar and observed that sufficient security measures are taken to protect data, and it is difficult to launch surveillance on citizens on the basis of Aadhaar. Supreme Court has held that 2006 judgment in Nagraj case, relating to reservations for SCST and promotions, need not be referred to larger bench, and ruled that states don't have to collect quantifiable data on backwardness for SCST quota in job promotions. Supreme Court has directed that election candidates, after filing their nominations, should repeatedly make declarations in print and electronic media at the constituency level about any criminal antecedents. Delhi High Court has held that the Society of Indian Automobile Manufacturers, SIAM, is not liable to pay income tax on 1,474.10 lakhs rupees sanctioned by the ministry. Delhi High Court has admonished the state government for not paying salaries to the employees of the municipal corporations, and observed that the poor workers are suffering due to fight among the politicians. Bombay High Court has pulled up state for not delivering on potholes, and said that if the state is collecting a hefty amount through tolls, why has it failed to fill up the potholes on the roads? Madras High Court has directed the police department to ensure that demonstrations and lawful trade union activities were held 200 meters away from the factory premises, and issued notice to workers and gave them 2 weeks' time to respond. Madras High Court has directed Coimbatore Collector to initiate disciplinary proceedings under the provisions of TN Civil Services, Discipline and Appeal, Rules against officials who fail to evict encroachers from government lands and water bodies. Madras High Court has granted bail to Mubarak alias Muhammad Mubarak, arrested by the National Investigation Agency in connection with the murder of Hindu Manani leader Shashi Kumar in Coimbatore district. Gujarat High Court has held that reassessment under Section 147-148 of the Income Tax Act, 1961 cannot be reopened merely on the ground that some aspects of the claim for deduction made by the assessee was not examined in the original assessment. Cuttack Bench of Income Tax Appellate Tribunal has held that the activity of obtaining loan from banks to advance self-help groups and poor persons can be treated as the charitable activity. National Green Tribunal has directed the Delhi Pollution Control Committee, DPCC, to look into a plea alleging their pollution caused by chemicals released by a dyeing industry in Malviya Nagar area.